small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Kyle Duffy.
And joining us tonight, Kyle, he is back. He was here months ago with April Richardson. They were schooling me in the ways of the They Might Be Giants. That's what it's called, right? The They?
Mm-hmm.
The They Might Be Giants.
Prior to that, he did the Rust Belt Bands episode.
The Rust Belt Bands. People loved it. People can't stop talking about it. There's no notes for it. It's as if it doesn't exist. It's as if it doesn't exist.
Well, maybe it might now.
I don't even think it's on the what do you call it?
Database.
The database. It's not even on that. I don't even think it's on the database. Carrie Scott.
She was working her way back.
I am just so impressed with that database.
It's pretty fantastic.
I mean, I don't know when she found time to do it. I literally don't. How's that? All of a sudden, my throat just got so dry. Is this why I couldn't do? You have more drugs over there.
Huh?
What's going on over there?
I'm 70 years old.
I saw you take. You took something for.
I took some bromelain for my gout, and then some vitamin C, and now I'm taking some Tums. I'm trying to find two of the same flavor.
Now this you
the
voice that you're doing right
yes.
now is an impression of comedian Kevin Meaney.
He was going to be on the Hobcast.
Oh, he's. I met him once.
Oh man,
so great, such a nice guy.
He was gonna.
Can
be
you on, say? Can you do that voice and say, "Put your big pants on."
Put your. Well, now I've been put on. Put your big pants on. Put. No, I'm. That's
your
not
pants are too tight.
Your pants are too tight. Put on the. We're a big pants family. Put on the big pants.
Big pants people.
We're big pants people. Talking about the puss on your face.
Eat those chalky motherfuckers, crunch them up.
We have chewable ones at work, and legitimately the strawberry ones I would like get cravings for. I'm like, oh man, I kind of like want one of those strawberries.
So what do you eat something to induce heartburn so you can go get
no,
one?
No, I would just go get one because it's inevitable that I would have heartburn.
You know what, I'm gonna drink a glass of spaghetti sauce and then orange juice.
Chase it with a shot of my Lanta.
Mm-hmm. That's a good day.
Well, we've got to the topic.
Medicine.
Maalox. Hashtag Maalox.
Your love is like bad medicine. My mom recently, she doesn't like pizza. She's not big on pizza, but she ordered pizza. I don't know why.
Put on your big pizza.
And she ordered it from a place called Little Caesars. Kyle, what did Nana Lucy call for $100, Kyle? What did Nana Lucy call Little Caesars?
Seizures.
Yes. And she said, what was her review of Seizures Pizza?
Oh, Seizures Pizza was horrible.
What if there was a place called Seizures Pizza and it had like the best Yelp reviews?
Close. We got Shakey's out here.
That's good stuff. That's why he's here. Hob the Troll is here.
Hello.
How are you, Hob?
Oh, I'm very good. I'm living the dream.
I wish we turned that mic on and you would just jump back and forth.
Oh, my knees. I can't do that.
What have you ever used that voice just for fun? I don't know, in the bedroom?
That's a yes.
My Pilar does an impression of Jack A. From, is that for she on 227?
Yeah.
Why are you asking me? Like I know.
She did it. She did it the other day in the kitchen. I go, I love that impression in the kitchen. I do not like it in any other room.
The bathroom is very upsetting.
In college, my room was in the dorm was 227. Oh, my dad goes, 227! And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Know. Who cares? Who gives a shit?
I had a roommate named Dwayne Wayne. That's a different show.
Dwayne Wayne?
It's a different world.
But you didn't really?
No.
Okay.
Didn't ever make college.
You don't know that, Kyle.
I don't know. There was a girl in my school. Her name was Ebony Whited.
Really?
Yes.
Ebony Whited? Was she African American?
No. She was her last name. She was white.
Why would you name your kid Ebony if your last name was Whited?
Maybe she had black hair.
Or if you were white.
I'm Whitey Black. Now that sounds like an old timey baseball player.
Not bad. Not bad. It's Whitey Black.
There was another girl named Summer Cash Dollar.
No.
Yes.
There was a girl at my school that was in my sister's class named Cherish Hockey.
And she sat right behind Crystal Chandelier. This is ridiculous.
Nancy, yep. Ansy.
Now none of this is real.
Speaking of things that aren't real.
Hi.
What's the topic? What are
we doing?
Topic
tonight is the Wizarding World of Rock Solid. We're going to be playing music that has magical, mystical themes to it.
We're about to start. It's almost midnight, so that explains.
Oh, that's the witching hour.
It's starting at the witching hour.
I would rather have a bat in here than a black cat crossing my path.
Turn off the lights and listen to Rock Solid.
Should we turn the lights down low?
What if we turned all the lights off and just did it with flashlights under our faces?
Oh, that would be so great.
For no one.
How dark is it in here with all the lights out? I'm going to go find out.
It gets pitch black. Wait, before you do that, will that turn off these?
No.
Okay.
We're going to find out the hard way if it does.
Can you hear my bare feet?
This is ridiculous. People hate this. One, two, good. Three.
Four. Four lights out.
Oh, it's really not because the TV in three.
Yeah.
Lights outside.
Three.
So do you want to do it like that?
No.
Do you count the lights as I turn them on?
Yeah, one, two. Three, this is great radio. Four, all the lights are back on.
Four lights.
So it, so it
those
really,
are my feet.
So it really didn't get that dark because we're idiots and we have three computer screens.
Three computer screens.
And a TV screen.
Yep.
You ever been to a concert where they turn off the lights and everyone uses their cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool? They use a cell phone line?
Lights
like
are
that.
Pretty good.
They used to use lighters.
No, an open flame?
Yeah.
In an arena?
Yep.
Now they just
everyone
vape.
Had their own.
Do you ever have you ever been to a concert where someone lights their doobie with their phone?
It's weird.
It's very strange. Because your screen has to get really hot.
He uses Samsung.
All right. Here's what we're gonna do.
Yep.
We're gonna start playing some music that is magical, mystical themes. How many songs do you have?
I got about 19.
I got 39, playing them all. Would you like to go first?
Yes.
Or would you like me to?
I would like that more.
You would like me to, really?
I would, yeah.
I'm going to go all the way back to 1968, Kyle.
Okay.
It's a band called Fleetwood Mac. You're yawning.
I am.
Are you going to make it?
I'll make it.
It's okay. The witching hour.
This is Fleetwood Mac.
Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman.
It's different from the Santana version.
Yes,
who is the black magic woman?
That's Whitey Blackenstein.
But she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby.
I thought that one was more magical and
yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah. I had on my list the Santana version. I think there might be a bit of crossover.
I don't think there's going to be.
Oh, okay.
I think that's really going to be the only thing that crosses over.
All right.
I tried to mix genres.
Yeah.
I tried to incorporate many different things.
Moi aussi, which is French for I did as well.
All right. What do you got?
Well, this is by Pilot. This is what?
Oh, you didn't have your headphones turned.
Well, I heard it anyway.
I know, but now it's better.
It is.
It is because the noise is canceled.
Oh, that's what that is.
And when I say noise, I mean anything I say.
No, I heard your feet stomping
did
as you
you
walked over.
You
to
wouldn't
the thing.
Have heard it if theirs would have been on.
Oh, they should. That's why you should listen to this podcast with these fantastic
sure microphones. Yeah. And we don't have to promote them anymore. But
and
they're
Bose
still,
headphones.
They're Bose
great.
Headphones. I still want to work on getting a new board, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
What if they send you a Ouija board?
Oh, that's,
and it worked.
That's perfect. Oh,
and it worked.
Hour.
Pilot, what's the song called?
Magic.
Oh, perfect.
I got a story with it, too.
Never seen a daybreak.
pillow in the morning. Lazy day in bed, music in my head. Crazy music playing in the morning light. Ho, 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 it's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so.
I know you have a story, but I'm such an idiot. I was like, wow, I really like this song. And then I was like, oh, I've heard this 1,000 times.
Yeah, but you don't hear it with the head and the the orchestra. So I was in a terrible movie with
the 10:15 to Paris?
Even worse than that.
15:17
to Paris?
So.
It was called
it was a little late.
It's called All's Fair in Love. And it stars noted alt-right racist weirdo Owen Benjamin.
Okay.
Great.
And it started out
love him.
It's a terrible it's a terrible movie that was shot at the Michigan Renaissance Festival, and we didn't know it was terrible at the time until we were watching it, but they used like that was they played that as like the title sequence, and it's like flash animation for this movie with
how they get the rights to that
Anne
song.
Margaret is in it as well, and Cedric the Entertainer at a Renaissance Festival.
It sounds like they spent the money that they were going to spend on the animation for that song.
Yeah,
probably.
But when I was talking about this topic, I told my wife, and she's like, oh, you're going to play the song from that bullshit movie you were in? Like, well, I am now.
Yeah, thanks a lot, wife.
No,
that's what you guys call each other, right?
Yeah.
Husband and wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, wife.
Hubby and wifey.
No, that's a comic strip.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday Funnies, Hubby and Wifey.
I bet they always argue.
They're like the Lockhorns.
Is that a one pan? Is that a one pan or is that
it's
three pan?
Three.
Three.
Mm-hmm. So if he's really mad, it's four.
Oh.
Runs into Doonesbury.
The first panel is the joke, and then the other panel is just them not looking at each other.
Is one panel always why I oughta?
Yeah, he's shaking his fist with some little lines around it.
It's a magical song, though.
My next magical song from the Wizarding World of Rock Solid. I'm George Burns. I'm going to play a song from the Wizarding World of Rock Solid. I'm going to play a song for Gracie. I'm going to play a song for you.
He's a great singer, right?
No. He doesn't sing. Your dad thinks he's a good singer.
Loves him.
Thinks he's a good singer.
One time my dad rented.
Oh,
God.
It's magic.
Oh, it's magic.
You know.
He rented Oh God for the kids.
And we watch it. My dad goes, isn't this movie great? The whole movie. And Casey and I were like, no.
No, the two stars of the movie are bad actors.
John Denver. And George Burns. And this was Burns. After John Denver had died, but before George Burns has died. My dad goes, can you believe it? Would you have ever thought that he'd have been dead before him?
Well, yeah, because he's a drunk who was flying a plane.
And the other's God.
So he's going to last forever. This song is from 1982, written by Russ Ballard. It's by the band America.
Oh.
Is he in America? Is that a stupid question?
Russ Ballard? Mm-hmm. He was not in America. Mm, okay. But he wrote a lot of songs that people sang.
Okay. Gotcha.
This was their last song to chart. It went to number 8. And this song is called You Can Do.
I couldn't see, I said if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No magic could happen to me. And then I saw you, I couldn't believe it. You took my heart, I couldn't retrieve it. Said to myself, what's it all about? Now I know there can be no doubt.
Now, I just happened to look up some information on this album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you some rock solid connections of people that play on this album that have been on the show. Songwriter Tom Kelly sings background vocals on this. Steve Lukather plays guitars on this on the album. I don't know what songs.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Mumy.
yeah,
of Lost in Space fame, plays guitar on this album. So that's a lot of rock solid.
And the Action Skulls.
And the Action Skulls. So that's a lot of rock solid connections. And Action Skulls almost sounds creepy and mystical. Mm.
You ever, as a kid, you like to watch magic shows?
I used to do magic shows. I had a kit.
Mm-hmm.
Or what do you call it? A set?
Yeah, I had a set.
Magic set. I had TV magic cards, which might... can you still get those Marshall Brodeen's TV magic cards?
I don't know.
You guys keep talking.
I saw the best magic thing. Okay, there's a place in Santa Monica called Magicopolis. I was driving past it. There was no one out front.
Okay.
There was a guy who obviously worked there coming out because he had like a vest on and like a dragon tie or something and weird like handlebar mustache. And he came out and for no one, like he pulled out a cigarette for no one around, like did something with his hand. A flame appeared, lit his cigarette, and then he like went like that and it was gone.
It was
fantastic.
On Amazon, you can still get TV magic cards. Deck set.
What are TV magic cards?
Go to YouTube.
I didn't come here for a magic lesson.
Then go away.
We will teach you how to summon the occult.
There's 101 tricks. Okay. I'm going to tell you how to spell his name. It's Marshall Brodeen, Brodien. So type in Marshall Brodeen, TV magic cards, and let's hear the advertisement. I hope it's there. It's got to be. It's YouTube.
Here it comes up.
All right, here we go. You're going to be amazed, Kyle.
It's from 1971.
All right, here we go.
Some applause.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brodeen, a professional magician. You know, most magic tricks are easy once you know the secret. Now take magic cards. You don't have to be a magician to perform all
he
kinds
looks
like
of amazing the dummy from magic.
Because it works by itself. Have someone take a card, place it back in the deck. Tap the deck, it comes to the top. Put it back in the middle, and it's back on top again. Make two or three piles.
They're all aces.
They point to, the card is there. Now, for more fun, take the top card, tap it, and it changes to their card. Place it on the bottom, and they all change to their card.
Oh.
Cut the deck, and they're all different again. 6 or 60, you can work TV magic cards, the mechanical deck that works all by itself.
How do you like that?
It was $1.98 at Goldblatt's stationery department.
You can get them for $6.97 right now on Amazon.
It's also at the Walgreens complete toy department.
TV, you mean I can go to Walgreens and get and just walk out with a set?
I think so. And if you're good at sleight of hand, you don't have to pay.
I'm gonna tell my family that I want a deck of these
He wanted fucking magic cards.
That's what my mom says. Like she'll ask us what we want for Christmas, and then we tell her, and then she'll behind our back she'll go, he wanted fucking Popeye cartoons.
Yeah, that's what she said to me once.
That's my mom. It's a grandmother, 82-year-old woman. How? Can you believe
he wanted... I'm not 82.
Can you believe he wanted fucking Batman? What's your song? We've played two.
Yeah, yeah. Well, three, isn't it?
Three. It's moving right along.
Hey, what is the person who performs magic called?
A magician?
A wizard.
Well...
A sorcerer.
You're all right.
Warlock.
We're going to start with The sorcerer. Magician by the Stiffs Incorporated.
Oh my gosh.
I thought you'd like this, Kyle.
You like this. Oh, that's some pretty good air drumming.
I got lightheaded when I air drummed like that.
Oh, I got really lightheaded on the plane when I was coming home.
No, I'm very proud
when
of
we were,
you.
When we were landing, uh-huh. I felt really nauseous and never happened to me. And I was like, oh no. So like, I was like, I'm just going to breathe. And then I started sweating profusely and I got like tunnel vision and I was like, oh no. And then we landed and I was okay.
Did you just sit back?
Yeah, I was just like, well, if I pass out, I'm already...
I'm going to pass out, I'm going to fucking pass out. Mm-hmm. Then when you woke up, were your pants unbuttoned?
It was a little strange. And the guy next to me went, oh!
And I was coming down the luggage chute.
It's a private flight.
I get sometimes the pressure when I'm coming down gets so intense. It literally feels like my head's going to explode. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding.
I mean, that would suck if your head exploded because you'd be dead, but wouldn't you like to see the person next to you just be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
That's a magic trick.
That would be a mess. Very good magician voice.
Ah, thank you.
I have a song called The Magician by Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden. If you want to bring that up, Kyle, it's from the album Accident of Birth. Let's see which, this is like
a mini title fight.
Pretty good song. What do you think, Kyle?
It is pretty good.
Yeah, you weed through some of that Bruce Dickinson solo stuff, and there's some gems in there. The songs that sound more the closest to Iron Maiden are the ones that are good.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Do you mind if Hob introduces a song?
Oh, sure. I know a lot of magicians working at the Renaissance Festival.
I took her to prom.
Renaissance. Did she sit behind Cherish Hockey and was it
Crystal Chandelier?
Yeah.
Yeah, she sure did.
Ebony Whited?
Ebony Whited,
yes. You went to a school with a girl named Ebony Whited.
Yep.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
For reals. Totes for reals.
Yeah, she was like a grade or two below me.
What'd she look like?
White.
Was she cute?
Not really.
Why would you diss a girl? You think she's on?
Said her actual name, and then you said she wasn't attractive.
You think she's?
I think she's
not,
lovely.
Not to me. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, she. I'm gonna look her up on.
That's
Facebook.
A good save.
I'm gonna look her up on Facebook.
I'm sure there's only one.
This song is by The Police. This is and NWA does not care for this band. They're really angry about them. My friend Cassandra has a shirt with The Police. Mm-hmm. Or and it just says fuck NWA on it. But this song is every little thing she does is magic. You don't really hear the when you're listening to it in your car or whatever. You don't really hear all the little boops and beeps and synths and stuff.
Yeah.
When I was a younger man, I remember my dad and I were in we were driving, and the woman in front of us was clearly listening to the same radio station, and that song was on, and she was just having herself a time, singing along with that and jamming along, and my dad was. Like laughing at her. I'm like, you like this song too. You'd be doing this if you were driving alone. And then the rest of the car was just really quiet. He's like, oh, you're right. I shouldn't make fun of the nice person enjoying themselves.
I never heard that song before. That's by The Police?
Yeah.
No, I really like that song a lot. But I'm going to...
Stuart Copeland's been on the Hobcast a couple hundred times. I had to have him stop.
being on it.
I was at his house. He made me a coffee.
Interesting.
Mm. Let's hear, Kyle, do you believe in magic from 1977? Mm-hmm. Sean Cassidy. That was his performance technique. He was a big hand clapper. Yep, just like that. Kyle's doing it.
You might know that song from any montage in a romantic comedy.
You think Sean Cassidy will get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
The Hand Clap Hall of Fame.
Christy and I actually got together and we did watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, how'd that go?
It was really fun. Gary, her husband, was at her house. Gary made dinner, pork chops and broccoli and potatoes, delicious. And then he had hurt his back coaching baseball earlier in the day.
So you walked on it.
And so he only watched a short bit of it. And then Christy and I just drank a ton of wine and watched the entire thing. No fast forwarding. We watched the whole thing. It was like 3.5 hour broadcast. Nice. Yeah, it was great. It was a really fun time. Yeah. Okay.
My wife and I...
For our anniversary,
she really likes the Eurovision Song Contest.
For your anniversary?
Yeah.
Of what?
Being married.
Yeah, but you said my wife for my anniversary.
No, he said our anniversary.
Yeah, I corrected myself while I was saying it. Anyway.
Anniversary of what? What are you celebrating solo?
We watched the Eurovision Song Contest.
How long have you been married?
We've been married 6 years.
6 years. Oh, the 6 year anniversary is
Eurovision.
Eurovision. It's, yeah, it's TV music.
And you ever watch that?
No.
It's it's long. It's very European. And
what network is that?
We were streaming it from, like, she paid a couple bucks to have it streamed, and there wasn't any of the commentary because other channels will show it. We were trying to go over to our friend's place who has cable because Logo was covering it and commentary there. But we just watched the straight up stream of that. And my wife drank a lot of wine and we watched Eurovision. Yeah,
that's a good story.
Yeah,
happy sixth.
It's similar to yours.
Yeah. Very similar, except we weren't celebrating an anniversary.
A friendship anniversary.
True. That's true. It might be a 6 year friendship anniversary.
I'm trying to make these like a Jordy LaForge.
That's how late at night this is.
I was just looking at everyone's. I was like, wonder if I could do that, but it doesn't fit snugly across.
Tell people what you're doing. You're taking your headphones.
The top of it and putting it over my eyes.
It helps if you have glasses.
A Cyclops visor.
Here, you guys just stay like that. This is going to be the picture that's on the Facebook page.
This is certainly magical.
I'm not even in it.
It was great radio of us being silent for a picture.
Shh, I talked. The phone went click, click.
Did you take it? I can't see.
I took it.
Okay.
What's your song?
That was Sean Cassidy.
Could you play a song?
Sean Cassidy you played?
Yeah, I played.
This is...
what do you got, David Cassidy?
Sean Cassidy opened for this guy, probably never. This is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. What do magicians cast? Spells.
Spells.
This is just spell singular. Conjuring. A couple of months back when we were at a trivia, we were talking about that touch, the Touch Tunes, the app
for the jukeboxes,
mm-hmm.
where you know you control what's on the jukebox by your phone, and that app has a pretty good mile radius. You don't even have to be at the place to play a song.
You could play to like just fuck someone over three miles away.
No man should have that power. And I'm just realizing like that would be a good song to add to that list because that's gonna bum any.
So you can play you can play a song from your. You got to pay for it from your phone.
Yeah.
How much is it to play one song?
I think it equals out to be like 75 cents or something. And then
you could find the worst song and just.
Yeah,
play it 30 times.
But he was saying you could also pay like $1.50, and that's the next song.
It starts up like immediately.
It just cancels whatever song.
Oh, that's great.
So the Redneck Bar near my house in St. Pete, they listen to a lot of Whitney Houston, despite
not wanting to.
Yeah, and I kind of want to go in there like one time just to see like if they actually have it on. Or if they're just like, you know, like who's playing this? Who's playing The Greatest Love of All again? But yeah, Nick Cave. I'm gonna add that to the list of because I like Nick Cave, but it can be a bummer.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
How about a song from Styx? Let's hear. What do I have? Castle Walls. Mm-hmm. This is from the album Grand Illusion. Which is also could be played. There's a battle. You know that sorcerers are involved in that battle. Take control of heaven and hell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's from Grand Illusion. Styx.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wasn't a real winner, was it?
Add that to your jukebox playlist.
No, it's...
That wasn't a keeper.
When I was talking... When I was
kind of bummed I played it.
When I was talking to other people about this, there was like, a lot of... A lot of prog rock, a lot of wizard sleeves, mm-hmm. a lot of stuff going on like that. And I said, no, there's going to be Olivia Newton-John too. this is another request from my wife. Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Fellow Australian from Nick Cave.
Sounds like it's skipping.
It might be my file.
It's the worst MP3 I've ever heard.
Jeff Lynn, what have you done?
This is from Xanadu.
Yes.
I gotta get into some more Olivia Newton-John. ONJ. ONJ. Kyle, you're not commenting on any of the artwork. You're basically not saying anything.
This is Xanadu. Boy, that's fucking lazy.
More like Xanadon't.
All right, Kyle, I need you to find Wizard Battle, the song Wizard Battle.
Okay.
And I want that to go, because Wizard Battle is only 8 seconds. And I want that to go straight into Black Sabbath's The Wizard. Okay?
Okay, maybe. Should have been something queued up previous.
Right, I know. I've been jumping around a little bit.
Here we go.
You got it all together?
Yep.
Okay. Wizard Battle from the Adventure Time soundtrack, sung by Finn and Jake, I assume.
Props.
It's going to go right into The Wizard from the debut album by Black Sabbath.
The battle for supremacy amongst masters of magic was a battle.
That's that cool. works. Yeah, that actually
that's
works.
Really good.
Some harmonica on a Black yeah. Sabbath song. I don't know why I don't like Black Sabbath. I do like that song, though.
Well, that song, the drum part's the same as what's the War Pigs.
Yeah, it is.
It's weird.
Hmm.
Well,
but I don't like the song War Pigs. You do.
Yeah, I like that song.
Well, Pat, I challenge you to a wizard battle
Uh-oh.
Myself. This is a song... Another song called The Wizard. This is by Uriah Heep.
What?
Yes.
He was the wizard of a thousand kings.
Check out this artwork.
And I chanced to meet him one night wandering.
It's like someone forgot they were painting something and then just stopped.
Do yourself a favor.
Drank my wine.
Look up the Uriah Heep album called Abominog. Or maybe Abomadog. Abominog.
This is some van music, man. I love it.
This one?
Yes, what do you think of that one?
Horrible. Looks like something from the Frighteners.
Yeah. But yeah, that's some van music. You get that Uriah Heep album cover painted on your van. You
Let
play
me see
this.
The cover. I didn't see the.
Oh man, it's so good. It's.
I didn't mind that song.
No, like I was looking for this, and I kind of had a little bit of an idea who Uriah Heep was.
Oh, I bet is that a Roger Dean? Did Roger Dean do the album cover for that? He did a lot of the Yes album.
Yeah,
covers.
Yeah. But like,
but it looks like kind of looks stopped like, painting it.
It kind of looks like a Ralph Bashke thing too.
Mm-hmm.
The animator. You looking it up for us, Kyle?
Yeah.
But yeah, when I was doing research for this episode, I'm like, oh, Uriah Heep, and I'd heard the name of that band. I wasn't familiar, and then like I listened to this. I'm like, oh my god.
I love oh. you call it research.
Yeah.
Like it's homework.
Yeah.
Like a paper. Who did that album cover, Kyle?
It doesn't say.
On Wikipedia?
It was a picture of an actual wizard. The wizard. Oh,
his finger's moving.
He conjured it into the
that board.
Fast taper.
He conjured a picture of
Do you use all your fingers when you type?
Sometimes.
I use these two.
I use these three. All right. I'll look this up while you play yours.
All right. The only thing that can take on Uriah Heep is uh-huh. some Jethro Tull.
Oh.
This is from The Broadsword and the Beast, and the song is called Broadsword.
Bring me my broadsword and clear understanding. Bring me my cross of gold as a talisman.
There's going to be some trouble.
It's Dean.
Roger Dean.
I love it.
Bring me my broadsword and clear understanding.
Now, would a wizard be able to wield a broadsword, or would he have to take an exotic weapon proficiency for that?
Probably. I don't know, but he also wants him to bring his cross of gold as a talisman.
get up to the roundhouse on the clifftop standing, take women and children and bed them down.
No, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
What does that mean? Uh-oh. That must mean hide them.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Take women and children.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Thanks, Jared. Now make me a sandwich. All right, what do you got after that?
I've got...
What'd you think of the album cover for Broadsword and the Beast?
Oh, boy. Was that all of their pictures in the corners molded? It's like a frame, and then it has different people's faces in the frame.
Possibly.
There's a lot going on. There's Rumpelstiltskin with like,
with like
butterfly wings and like a... He does have a broadsword, though. And then there's water in the back. Like, it's a kind of a disaster. He's coming out of it like Viggo, too, like from Ghostbusters 2. It's crazy.
I gotta tell you.
I thought you meant to have Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah,
from
he is. That's what I was talking about.
Okay.
So every so often I'll get like a friend request from somebody who works at, you know, who also works at the Renaissance Festival or just goes to the Renaissance Festival. And I don't really know the person, mm-hmm. but like maybe by sight and like, oh, do I know this person? Let me look through all their pictures. And all of their pictures are like that album cover. And it's just like, I don't know who you are. Why have you, you know,
they're all elves and fairies. Right. And
cause like, I know who I am. We did a They Might Be Giants episode. Mm-hmm. I work at the Renaissance Festival.
Right.
I play Dungeons and Dragons, but God damn it. Sometimes just like,
what does your shirt say? Everything hurts and that's okay.
Yeah.
What's that from?
It's Dread Singles, the Void merch. It's this guy on Tumblr
mm-hmm.
or on Twitter. And it's like H.P. Lovecraft looking for like, it started off as H.P. Lovecraft type stuff in like a you know, hot singles wanted.
Oh my God. Why did I ask? What's on the back of the shirt?
Nothing. On the back of the
seems shirt. Like something should be on the back to kick, make up for the front.
Kick me.
Just next time he asks, just say it's a Morrissey shirt.
Right.
Oh, and I would just go, oh, okay.
They have you know, other shirts where it was my body is a temple, okay. Crumbling, haunted, you know, unspeakable, filled with unspeakable horrors.
That's funny.
It choke them on the ashes of the dreams they burned for you, that kind of stuff.
I might sleep in this office tonight.
Cool.
This is we're gonna go, and that was pretty jammy. We're gonna this is Witch Mountain Bridge by Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks.
In better times, a spell could save you. The wine that we threw into a chasm came right back at you. Now it's all so straight and narrow, and the skeptics rule the nation. Servants scream, always wear black. A stupid sin, the magic witch gives.
He sounds like the guy from Oasis.
He's the guy from Pavement.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that song's pretty jammy. How long is that song? It's like 7 minutes.
That's so weird because I
5:22. Yeah. Hey, play that number. That's what my nan always says when their address.
It's so weird because I wish that the guy from Oasis would hit the pavement. let's hear a little Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh,
let's do it. Let's learn something.
There's a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body.
A little too preachy.
As a magic number.
Hold on now.
It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle.
Oh.
Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three,
what's that instrument here?
I don't know what it's called, but I know what it's shaped like. It's got the ball and then you smack it.
It's at the beginning of Crazy Train.
It's the same one that they used for Crazy Train. They were recording it next door.
I like that. What if this guy was recording this next to when they were recording Crazy Train. That'd be crazy. That'd be crazy. And, that would literally be crazy.
Ozzy heard it from the hallway and he came
what's
in.
What's that noise?
And he said, I want to use that. So he went over and that's how
what's
it happened.
What's that noise you're using for?
Daddy said he wants to see the man who's singing about the magic number 3.
I want
to
see
because
three.
There's some instrument he's using that Daddy wants on Crazy Train.
You smack the ball and it makes a noise.
Prop him up. He's going to sing, goddammit.
I need a tripod. It's got 3 legs.
I need more makeup and dresses. Sing your fucking ass off.
You guys, we are using a lot of silly voices in this episode. That's what magic is all about.
Rolling Stone called this episode a disaster.
Hey, have we gotten any reviews lately?
Highlights Magazine called it magical. I'll look them up. I'll look
highlights.
Up the reviews.
When's the last time you looked at a highlights? Let me rephrase that. When was the last time you were at the dentist?
I don't know.
You say goofus or you say gallant or gallant?
I think gallant.
Yeah. I had a gallant is a thing my mom said incorrectly.
Let me see if we got any reviews.
I see seizures
recently.
Pizza.
I reviewed it. I reviewed this show.
Oh.
I reviewed this podcast.
Were you baiting it? Did you just do it? What if it was like 3 seconds ago?
Oh.
One star. Awful.
All good so far.
Good.
Here's a recent one. Pat's a genuinely funny guy. His music tastes are directly in line with mine, but not so much with his regular co-hosts. Pat is underrated as an interviewer. Why, thank you. I'd love to hear more shows with the artists. Perhaps Rock Solid could break from script and travel to some guests or conduct some phone interviews. Not going to do phone interviews. They sound terrible, but I would go to people's houses. Although sound quality is always an issue on the phone recordings. Oh, see, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work. And yes, the Monkees are a fake band.
Have you tried Cans with String?
Even just talking to...
You is a chore.
You know, even talking to Hob on the phone the other day, we were just talking... You know, like you're like, someone's not quite done. And that's exactly what those interviews sound like sometimes. No offense to anyone who does those shows. It's definitely something that you have to get used to doing. I just don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
I want the person to know that I'm talking over them. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Steve-O?
I do.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Did I just play a song or did you?
Played a song about... Magic number being
3.
Yeah. Man and a woman had a little baby. It makes 3.
This is another person, another kind of person that casts spells.
A warlock.
No.
A witch.
Yeah. This is a very particular kind of witch. This is the Kinks talking about somebody who is a witch. Wicked Annabella.
Okay. So witch isn't in the title.
No, but it's about it's wicked.
It counts.
Yeah.
It counts.
All through the witching hour.
Do you want me to turn the lights out again?
I think we're good.
If you ever want to get into the Boris Karloff, all you have to say is, Antipofto.
Antipofto.
Do you like some Antipofto salad?
That's not too bad.
Yeah. Oh, they're the star child. Should we have a Lithboff?
It sounds a little...
What?
He doesn't sound, though, as... Is it like he does in The Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
No. Well, it's late.
Let me tell you something, little Cindy Lou, she was no more than 2.
He got her a drink and sent her to bed.
I think at Christmas time, I think Star Child has to make some Patreon videos where he reads some Christmas books.
Who's the author of that?
Oh, that's Dr. Seuss. He wrote so many great books. He wrote Fox and Fox, Green Eggs and Ham, Hop on Pop.
Hop on pop, deceivingly long.
I like the Sneetches.
Yep. Yep.
The Starbelly Sneetches.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Sneetches! With stars upon the earth! The Lorax! Horton hear the who!
Starchild.
Horton hatches an egg!
Starchild's like a Sneetch. He has a big star on him.
Yeah, there's stars on my face. I'm a Sneetch. All right. Anne and Nancy Wilson of Heart from their album Dream Boat Annie. They're going to sing about a man who does magic known as the Magic Man.
Bill Cosby.
I used to make potions. I put the hibble bibble in the jibble. Song sounds so great in the headphones.
Yeah.
You can hear her husband strangling her, the other one's kids in the background. If those, you listen really closely.
Those husbands weren't even in the picture then. Okay, that's good.
That's one of my wife's go-to karaoke songs.
Magic Man?
Yeah.
Can your wife sing?
Yeah. She's in the Master Chorale of Tampa. She sings chorus, but she also...
Just, now you're just bragging.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Well, if she can belt that out, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Is she on YouTube singing?
No.
No?
Okay. They had an album in the top 10 classical... charts on iTunes a couple of years ago, and she's great.
That's fantastic.
She she's a classically trained singer. She sings all fancy, and when people have karaoke, it's just like, okay, let me brag about
it. Let me ruin this for everyone.
Right.
If someone really good goes up, then no one wants to go up.
Well, we work so that we go, like, I'll follow her, and then I'll, you know, kind of level the, get it back down.
Cleanse the palate.
Yeah. I sometimes if I know that we're going to go, I'll bring a kazoo, and then I'll sing Who Can It Be Now,
mm-hmm.
and I'll play the kazoo for the saxophone part.
Yeah, when I go, I like to go do karaoke, and my go-to song is Froggy Went A-Courtin'.
How that's got to be on one of his unreleased tracks, right?
Let me tell you something.
In the Michigan J Frog song?
I might have it in here that we can listen to.
Wait, does he actually sing it?
I'm not kidding. It's the worst. God help
me. Crambo.
Please let me have it in here, please.
That's in a, isn't that in a Droopy cartoon?
Froggy Went A-Courtin?
Yeah. Or no, there's something with their like sheriffs or something. Maybe a different one, but it's like in one of those.
I love Droopy Dog.
The one where he's a sheriff is great.
What's he do?
He's like, they're like these two bank robbers. They're like trying to rob the, I don't know why there's a safe at the sheriff's place now that I'm telling the story, but he's like trying to, like he locks one up and then the other guy, like, but they keep trying to like blow up the safe or whatever, and like he's like, oh, you left this here, and like brings them the dynamite. And they're like, oh, thank you, and then it just explodes.
It's really dumb, funny. But it makes me laugh every time.
No, he wanted fucking Droopy.
He wanted fucking dynamite. Okay. Yeah. Give me the thing. I'm playing this from iTunes. This is from
This is $1.29 probably.
It is $1.29.
Of course it is.
Okay. Here we go. Let me make sure it's turned up. Turn it down on your
okay.
end.
Okay. All right.
Because it's going to blast it. This is Bruce Springsteen's Froggy Went A-Courtin'.
Okay.
Yeah, down this mouse's door where he'd often been before.
I didn't know this was real. I thought you were making it up.
Nope.
Miss Mouse upon his knee.
said, Miss Mouse, will you marry me?
It's fucking awful.
That song sucks.
Yeah.
Without Margaret's consent, I wouldn't marry the president.
Get to the chorus.
Well, Uncle Rat, he gave his consent.
It doesn't have a chorus. It just keeps. It's one of those songs where the verse.
When does he say Froggy won a court?
At the beginning of the song. That's when they say it.
Oh, I'd have to buy it to hear that. Forget it.
All right, you know what? I bought it. Bring it over here.
Shut up, Bruce. Shut it.
Terrible.
I forgot whose turn it was. I played. I played Magic Man.
Steve-O, it's your turn.
So
Steve-O Dockerson is here.
This is a. this is another person who not only do people who do magic, they do tarot readings, and this person throws a mean tarot.
Gypsy.
No, this is Frank Zappa with Camarillo Brillo.
I don't think you're allowed to say that word anymore.
Why?
I think it's derogatory.
Oh, but she can touch me on she can touch me on the chest and say thinner, but I can't say gypsy. She actually touched me on the cheek and said racist.
And every newt in Idaho, and every cricket who had chorus, by the bush in Buffalo, she said she was a magic mama.
See?
And she could throw a mean tarot and carry it.
I like this song.
That she was someone I should know.
It's only 1,000 minutes long.
How long is it?
No, it's like 3.
Okay.
And she was breathing a dwarf, but she was.
What album is this on?
She had gray green skin.
Overnight Sensation.
Yeah. All with a pin. I told her she was all right, but I couldn't come in. I could come in right then.
And so she.
Do me a favor.
She should say thinner to some of Stephen King's new books. Knock about 400 pages out of those things.
What's the last Stephen King book you read?
I am currently reading one now. Listening to one. Book on tape.
Man, does that count as like when yes. someone says to me
yeah,
like.
I would say because yeah. I've heard all of the words.
If I watch a movie, can I say I wrote it?
I don't think that's
how those it are works. Different things, man.
What? I don't read a book and say I wrote this book.
No, but you listen to it and say you read it.
Yeah.
Some people are audible learners and some are visual learners. And when I read a book, I can read a book and sit down and read the book and I'll get most of it. If I listen to it, I remember a lot more of it.
Put it this way, I probably listened to this year already, probably over 20 books.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read like a quarter of one just because of time and things. Yeah. So I listen to it while I go to work.
You know how many books I've read in my life?
One?
Six.
Hop on pop.
I started reading a book last night though, actually.
Oh yeah?
I got it for Christmas.
Is it a manual for something?
not even gonna do it. It's the Tom Hanks book, Uncommon Type.
Oh, how is it?
I'm 6 pages in. Love it.
Love the dedication.
It's got
table of contents, dedication.
It's like 30 short stories. So it's perfect for me.
Mm-hmm. I've read upwards of 5 books. Didn't get into
What is that? Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
We've conjured some spirits.
There were people outside, weren't there?
I believe so, yeah. Probably walking through the alley out there.
I believe there were.
There were spirits and monsters outside.
We all heard voices, and I believe they were ghosts.
Have you ever seen the Rankin and Bass Halloween one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. I mean, I've seen still photos of it.
It's pretty bad. Is it? What's it called?
Monster Party.
Party, Monster
yeah,
Party.
Yeah, is that the party that the Monster Mash was written about?
Right.
Out from the coffin. Okay, here's what I want you to do. We're going to play this Eddie Money song called Magic. But should I be scared? Like, I didn't lock the outside gate, but I locked this door.
I think we're fine. Unless someone throws something through that glass.
Are you guys ready to go? How would we defend ourselves if people came in here? What would
I'd
you
run
do?
Run in that bathroom and lock it.
Well, that's you're a sitting duck.
No, I would smash through that window and jump out and then get in my car and drive away.
These mic stands are pretty
heavy.
Okay,
none of the stuff you're saying you're going to be able to do in time.
Yeah, these mic stands. In,
these mic stands are super heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do. You mic it up. See how tough these Shure microphones really are. And we keep recording for evidence. Might be. What is that? I gotta look. I feel like it's a homeless person.
Yeah, probably. Which would be sad.
But I'm actually afraid to go look. That sounded creepy, didn't it?
It's only 1 o'clock in the morning.
Are we all gonna go look?
Should I pause the recording?
No, keep it on.
This is stupid because it's just going to be silent.
What do you mean? Okay.
We should. I should stop it, and then we should just end the recording and then like.
And then the picture will all just be us standing in a corner.
We got your back from over here. He's grabbing some keys. Looking out the window.
He put his shoes on, which is good.
Yeah.
There's no one out there. It's out.
It must be out this way.
Yeah. Our cars are just destroyed. It's if you can't hear it on the mic, it sounded like.
No, they can hear it on the mic.
A crow in a cartoon. Maybe
we have the we. I can't hear. We got the headphones on.
Maybe someone having sex. Maybe they're having an affair. I don't know what it is. Why are you looking at us like we have any idea what it is? We have no clue.
He's kind of freaking out. And you're not scared. Because we're in here.
They're in the courtyard. They gotta be.
I didn't stop recording.
Good.
But you'll have to take that out because it was like 2 minutes of.
Don't you dare take that out.
So 2 minutes of silence.
All right. So it's just some homeless people that are like on the other side of the gate and they've like parked there to, I guess, sleep for the night.
That's okay.
But it was freaking me out.
Well, it kind of sounded like it was coming from the office next door.
Yeah.
Which shouldn't be open.
No. But sometimes there's cleaning ladies that come here.
But they don't scream and yell like.
No, and they don't go like. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, I think it's because it's like echoing.
Yeah.
Into the courtyard area.
It's a little unsettling.
It's spooky and.
It's fitting for the theme.
Okay, so we're going to play this Eddie Money song. Magic from Nothing to Lose. But I want you to look up on YouTube if you can find one of the promos for the Eddie Money television show called Real Money.
Okay.
This is, I think this, I don't even think I have this song queued up, so just start it from the top.
I thought I was right, but I was wrong. Had to be magic, cause sure, you hold on me so strong. I thought it all might slip away. I was running out of time and running out of things to say. Yes, I was.
That's cool. I like Eddie Money. Until, did you find a promo?
Oh, I did.
First of all, this show is the fucking worst.
Starts off, he's drinking a beer?
Nope, water.
Oh.
Okay, let's hear what he says.
He's so many years sober.
Yeah.
Minus seven.
Who are you?
I'm Eddie Money. Your mother's a big fan of mine. And I made my bones back in the mid-70s.
I made my bones.
We had 24 songs to tell me in the top 100. Baby, hold on to me. We were on the road with the Stones. We played with The Who, Fleetwood Mac, Steve Miller, your name. You know, I was out to just be successful and sell a lot of records and have as much fun as I possibly could behind everybody's back, you know? Kind of like the Eddie Haskell of
rock. Is that pounding in this clip?
That was it. And this is now. I got a wife and 5 kids. And believe it or not, 3 kids are in the band.
Are you ready?
We're kind of like the Partridge Family. Only dysfunctional.
What did you do?
Well, we said that you wanted to have your kids be in your band.
Let's go.
Why didn't you punch me in the face? But at the end of the day,
he said it's his wife.
It's all about family.
Ugh. So.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, we got that down, Dad.
Then he almost falls over.
Go back and do differently, Eddie.
Can rather.
Wasted a lot of time.
Oh my God, I wasted everyone's time with playing that clip. Here's how the show is. The kids do something wrong. First of all, they'll telegraph it from like 1,000 miles away. Him and his wife go away for vacation to Cabo. And he's like, you know, Lori, I hope while we're down here on vacation that the kids, everything's okay at the house. Then we cut to the house. The daughter's just wrecked the car. Dad's going to go crazy. And then when he comes back, he goes, what'd you do to the car, Janis Joplin? Because they make a joke out of his daughter parties too much. You're drinking too much. Die.
Wow. That sounds terrible.
I don't know what I'm going to edit out of this show, but probably most of the stuff over at the door and what just happened now. Was the pounding, was someone pounding on the wall?
I don't know.
Are you getting scared?
I'm just keeping this open.
Keeping your one ear open.
Yeah.
How long have we been recording? It seems like
three days.
Hour and 10 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, how many more songs do you want to do? How many more do you got?
It's got about 10
yeah.
on his original list.
All right.
Let's just bang them out.
I'm
going to cut all that Eddie Money stuff out, so let me just play a different song then.
Okay.
Let's get some fun here. Find the Ace Frehley Sting, Sure Baby.
Yeah.
Okay. You can put it right before this song.
What song?
The Ace Frehley song that I'm going to play. I'm still having fun. I know Steve-O isn't.
How dare you? I am having the time of my life. I'm so happy.
It just freaked us out a little bit.
Yeah, I got, because if I had that back gate locked, which I usually do, I wouldn't be freaked out. But it's weird to me that someone could just walk in here.
Why don't you just run out and walk it real quick?
Doing that? Petrified.
All right. So.
Okay. Okay. Now, my next song, I'm going to ask a question first. Kyle, do you want to hear some Ace Frehley?
Sure, baby.
What do you think of that cover? It's straightforward.
Yeah, it's not good enough to be like, that's a great cover, and it's not bad enough to make fun of it. Yeah, it's just...
I actually did like how Sure Baby went right into it. Yeah. Let's hear that again. That transition was fantastic.
Well, this one isn't.
What happened? I just want to hear it again.
Sure, baby.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty great. Could I hear Sure Baby before every song now for the rest of the night?
Sure.
Baby. What's your song, Steve-O? Except for Steve-O's songs. Don't give him anything.
This is Donovan. This is in a lot of horror trailers.
Yes. Season of the Witch.
Yes, sir.
Warm on Donovan.
Yeah.
What about you?
I like the tones. I like the production of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very
I mean,
warm.
I like that song, but yeah. I don't know if there's a lot of Donovan songs I like.
Well, I don't know if it's going to end up on the full album, but I'm going to be recording Atlantis.
Oh, that'll be good.
That song also mentions a magician.
Who?
Atlantis.
Atlantis is the magician's name?
They mention one of them. It's one of the 12.
Do you not know the lyrics, Hob?
Huh? What now? It's one of the people in there who fled Atlantis. The magician, the others.
Let's hear some more Styx. This is the title track of From Man of Miracles. Now, this is a Styx album from 1974. This is actually one of their first four albums. This is the Styx that no one really listens to that much or isn't really aware of. What do you think of that album cover, Man of Miracles? It goes in very well with the show today.
It does.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, it is what it is. It's just a magician holding all the planets, shooting beams from his fingers.
All right, let's hear it. I think I got it queued up. That's James J.Y. Young. I would be Pat P.F. Francis.
When you said J.Y., that was like J.A.I.W.E.I.
No, it's James Young, but James J.Y. Young. That's what they call him. James J.Y. Young. Okay, no.
A nickname means, usually means it's shorter.
Yeah.
Not just in addition to.
Steve O.S.D. Dockerson.
Up to bat, George Herman Babe Ruth.
What's up with you, Steve-O?
So this is... That's
actually a pizza place where we grew up, Steve-O's Pizza.
Wow. Oh.
Do you remember Steve-O's Pizza, Kyle?
Yeah. I came up with it after I had a seizure. this is Al Stewart.
God, I hope the fun we're having comes through these microphones and into the ears of people when they hear this.
You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah, enjoy it. We should not record this late ever again. Nope. This is your fault.
How was it my fault?
I said, do you want to record too? And you go, I'm game.
I thought it was, hey, we're going to record two with Steve-O on Wednesday. I said, cool.
You didn't give any pushback. I was waiting for you to go, I can't do two. I have to work the next day.
Anyway.
All right.
Al Stewart.
You're the cat.
Yeah.
Is it really?
I think so.
How is this?
No, this is Merlin's time.
Well, isn't that the name of the album?
This says Al Stewart's Greatest Hits.
Oh, well, okay. I just want to buy the full album.
I bent you to their will, and the memories fade of the ancients and all that they had. Though the magic lingers round you still, oh, who would walk the stony roads of Merlin's time and keep the watch along the borderline? And who would hear the legends passed in song and rhyme upon the shepherd pipes of Merlin's time?
Yeah, look up a picture of Al Stewart. He looks like the exact what you imagine
what you think
him,
he would look like.
I've been going through and watching a bunch of old SCTV, and the first time I heard of Al Stewart was they were doing KTEL presents the 30 great artists singing Stairway to Heaven. And it was, that's a lady who shaw off the glamour's as gold.
I like that version. I like your version.
And then, my impression of Dave Thomas's impression of Al Stewart.
Yes, I like it very much.
My friends and I have a game where it's songs that Rick Rubin would have made Johnny Cash sing. Had he lived another, 2 years to make another album.
What do you think it would be?
There's a lady who's sure all that glimmers is gold, and she's buying a
Stairway to Heaven.
It's not a bad Johnny Cash impression.
Good. It's better than Joaquin Phoenix's.
When I met you at the restaurant.
He's going to sing Dreamin' by Blondie. Yeah. I love it.
You never asked me what I wanted, only told me why.
I don't know what that song is.
Miracle Man by Elvis Costello.
Okay. Not Man of Miracles by Styx.
No.
Ace Frehley, I would like you to take us right into this Rush song called Armor and Sword.
God, sister.
See how this goes. This is from the album Snakes and Arrows.
I'm having trouble finding Armor and Sword. Armor and Sword.
By Rush.
Did you check?
Okay. Ace, take us into some Rush. I don't know.
I think there's a ghost.
Sure, baby.
Nah, not as good.
The snakes and arrows a child is heir to are enough to leave a thousand cuts. We build our defenses a place of safety and leave the dark.
How great does that sound?
That rocks pretty hard.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that song before?
I think I have that with my iTunes.
I think I have with my iTunes. Yeah, that's a great song. Steve-O, what do you got? I'm going to get into some more traditional magic songs here towards the end.
Yeah. And one of the things that you can get from magic is a potion. You need to have them working on things, you know. Yeah, this potion master, all that shit.
Like an apothecary.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Or just as from this song, some lady on the street.
I took my troubles down to Madam Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold kept tooth.
I don't think you can say that.
She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of. Love potion number 9.
Can you really not say gypsy anymore?
Yeah.
What do you say instead?
Romani.
Yeah. I've been this way since 1956.
What? Yeah, I'm part Romani.
Yeah, so you're offending him.
I don't care.
Okay.
But other people do.
Okay. Can I say gypsy? Like I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Like, that makes it worse. She said I'm
gonna. Can I say Gimpsy?
The boxer?
I can't say Gypsy.
Yeah, despite you keep doing it, I don't think you can.
What about the Broadway show Gypsy?
That's a person's name.
Well, that's who I'm talking about whenever I say it.
Okay.
I'm talking about Gypsy Rose Lee.
Yeah.
Who did you think I was talking about?
That's what I thought you were talking about. In the song, it's just like, oh, I started kissing everybody, and I kissed a cop, and I'm just like... was it actually a love potion, or you just wanted to kiss that cop?
And who made that love potion?
Madam Ruth.
The cause.
Oh.
Okay. I'm gonna play a live track from Queen. It's from the album Queen on Fire, Live at the Bowl.
I don't see this in here.
What? Dragon Attack. How many songs are on that list?
31. 32.
Dragon Attack's got to be there then.
We'll see. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Pat, you sing it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why we wasted time doing that. We
Dragon's just... Attack.
Here we go.
It's me, Freddie Mercury.
We'll be right back.
sounds great.
Here we go. Let's do it clean, since I'm going to have to edit the fuck out of this episode.
You leave it as it is, the whole thing.
No, I've got it. No, I can't. No.
Send me the raw, send me the regular thing before you edit it, because I want this.
I'll tell you what, the ASAP club is going to get it unedited.
Okay, okay,
but
good.
Then
okay.
This isn't going out to the
fair
people.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah, okay.
Rock Solid presents a beautiful disaster. Okay.
ASAP club, you're getting this warts and all, but when it actually drops officially...
Cauldron and all.
None of this bullshit will be
they
in
said
here.
They don't edit.
All right, Kyle, if you could please play, we're going to go to a live track, Queen on Fire, live at the Bowl. This is Dragon Attack. Little trivia for you. That was that was recorded before Freddie Mercury passed.
So stupid.
You know what? Maybe it is good at this late hour, yeah, quarter yeah. after one in the morning.
In my head, I'm picturing people listening to this very late at night, but I know that's not going
to
happen.
No, they're so driving
the
to work.
Is
driving
like, to what work. The fuck is this?
That's the thing. Yeah, when you record a podcast, you record it as if people are listening right now.
And after this, we're going to record 3 Hobcasts.
Like, I literally, I'm in that mindset all the time. Whenever we're recording, I feel like people are listening right now. And yeah. I
well,
think that's,
to them, they are.
Right.
Huh? All right.
So let's go. Let's go to Judas Priest. My Judas Priest song. There are different kinds of magicians, Pat.
Okay.
You know the kinds? You know what they are?
Yeah, there's a wizard. There's a warlock.
Right, but like specialties.
Phantom.
No.
Spectre.
No, those are ghosts. Paladin.
That's a class.
Yeah.
So like you got...
Give me a letter.
Enchanter. There's yes. somebody who does enchantment.
There's an enchantress.
Yes, there's an illusionist.
Yes.
And then there's people who use magic to bring things from the dead.
And what are they called? Just give me the letter.
N.
Just, I'm not sure.
You can't spell the necromancer.
Necromancer, yes. Great tune. What album is that from?
Firepower.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The brand new one.
As of this recording and probably release, mm-hmm. I still have your name written in the Judas Priest font printed out on my fridge.
Nice. Well, why?
I'm just seeing how long it'll stay up there before
my takes name it in down. The Judas Priest font.
Yeah. In the fire with the fire behind it.
Not your name, not Hob the Troll.
No, no.
Why wouldn't you make...
Because you when they put out the Judas Priest episode, you're putting...
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing that over, and I said, I can do you one better. I'm like, I said, print it out and put it out in your fridge and see how long it, it takes your wife to take it down. And you're like, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, I'll do that.
I'll do it. Okay, I get it. And it's still there. It's hysterical.
And my wife's like, oh, is the fridge your dream board? Are you just excited to be in Rock Solid again?
Do you think while you're away, she's going to take it down?
I don't know. I don't think so. We still have receipts from paint we bought 3 months or a year ago at this point.
You can't return paint. Why are you keeping the receipts?
Because we got a bunch of coupon codes from, I don't know.
Can't return the paint.
No, anyway, what do you got?
I'm going to play a song.
Yeah.
You're going to play a song.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to play a second song and you're going to do a play out song.
Perfect.
So I get two songs, you get three.
All right.
That way we can put this to bed. I play a
that
song.
That isn't what you said, but...
Wait, I play a song, he plays a song, I play a song.
You're turning it two. Then he plays play out. That's what you said.
Two and two then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with something... If this band was on the bill with Judas Priest, they would definitely go before Judas Priest. This is Bay City Rollers. And the song is You Made Me Believe in Majak. Am I saying that right? Majak.
I believe so.
This is bass, though.
Yeah.
I don't have any more songs queued up, so it's just from the top. I believe that love is gone. I know it's like.
Man, the double vocals really come through on the headphones.
They sing along with the songs. One star. He thinks he's a singer, but he can't sing at all.
I'm Hob the Troll.
There wasn't a ghost outside. Oh, Sean Cassidy's here.
Who would open, Bay City Rollers or Sean Cassidy?
They both play at the same time.
It would be co-headlining.
Yeah.
Co-headlining.
We flip-flop.
What do you got? And remember, you got this one, and then me, and then you choose a playout.
Okay, so I came to visit here in Los Angeles, and one of the things I got to do is I went to the... Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And I visited this performer. This song is it's Witch's Brew. And I'll see if we can't, I'll give you clues to see if you can't guess who it is.
Okay.
Take a flea from a fly. Take a spider's right eye. Mix them in a pot. Bring it to a boil and what have I got?
A witch's brew. A baby take a drink of witch's brew.
Wait. Madonna?
Yes.
Who is it?
Darla Hood.
Darla Hood. And how would I know her?
She was one of the Little Rascals.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Darla.
When did she record this?
She recorded it before she passed.
And then which one of the Little Rascals killed his wife behind Vitello's? I don't know his character's name.
I can't think
of it. Robert Blake.
Yes.
But I don't know his character's name. Remember, ASAP Club, you're going to get all of this. Everyone else, you're going to get like four songs.
But yeah, a couple of the Little Rascals are out
Spanky.
There.
Spanky, that's what it was.
Spanky?
Right?
Robert Blake
no,
is Spanky?
Wasn't Spanky.
No,
he wasn't Spanky. No. That was his name was George. His real name was George.
Yeah.
His last appearance was on Cheers.
Robert Blake? His last appearance was on Dateline. child actor.
You're trying to find Robert Blake's character name?
He replaced Porky.
Okay.
All right. And so he was also Porky?
Yes.
No.
That's it.
I liked Porky. He was one of my favorite Little Rascals.
I don't even know Porky.
He was Buckwheat's friend. He had the cap, always had like a frog in his pocket, but not Froggy.
Frog in my pocket grosses me out.
And the other hand is flashing a peace sign. Remember that? The last more set song.
Yeah, one frog in my pocket.
He also was not Native American, but played a Native American boy named Little Beaver.
Now, first of all, you can't say any of that anymore. boy, I have so many songs on my list. I got to figure out what the one is that I'm going to play right now. Boy, oh boy.
Say some apologies. Hope you narrowed down.
Boy, a lot of apologies. The Drifters, Belinda Carlisle, Kiss, Utopia.
Apologies to Sloan.
Chris Isaak, Don McLean, Journey, Love, Judas Priest.
Apologies to The Who.
Billy Squire, Creedence Clearwater Revival, The Beatles. I think I'm gonna go with The Lovin' Spoonful. It's the same song that that Sean Cassidy sang, but this is the original version. So let's hear Do You Believe in Magic? Get your hand claps ready.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul.
I love that song. I love any version of that song. Any
yeah, you
version.
Played two of them.
Yep. Rock Solid exclusive.
I don't think so.
I played both of them. Oh. Do you think both of those have ever been played on another podcast before? Ever?
Marin?
All right, we got Love and Spoonful in.
You make music. What's that like?
Do you guys practice magic? How do you like my new garage?
I got a book over there I've never read.
A lot of magicians have cats. They don't get judged. This is bullshit.
I'm like Gargamel.
Look, let's do some promoting, and then we're going to play. Is this a great playout song?
I think so.
Is it the other version of Black Magic Woman?
It's just a whole Halloween CD.
We didn't play any John Carpenter music.
None of them have magic in them.
Not really.
Starman.
Hob, where can we find you? Where's the website?
www.hobthetroll.com. HOBTHETROLL.
All right. And where are you at on the Twitter?
At HobTheTroll. HOBTHETROLL.
I'm at Pat_Francis. We are at Rock Solid Show. Kyle is at Kyle.SonFunny. Go to RockSolidPodcast.com. That's where you can find links to everything.
Yep, all along the top.
Everything. You can find anything you need. T-shirts.
All the podcasts.
The Patreon page. Let me give you a rundown on the Patreon perks. $2. Hello.
Make you holler.
Thank you very much. You are eligible to win any prize we give away. $5. Well, how do you do? You can win any prize. Plus, I'll follow you back on Twitter, and you will get a copy of the Rock Solid Database created by Kerry Scott. $10. Holy moly. All the stuff I've already mentioned, and you'll get a weekly video. Some videos are 3 minutes. Some videos are 16 to 20 minutes. And that's every week. $15. You get something else. $20, a little bit more. $25. Come and host. If there's anyone out there that hasn't got a perk that they're supposed to get, please email me and I will immediately delete you from Patreon. No, and I'll immediately make it good.
If you hit the lottery or you're independently wealthy for $10,000, you can go surfing with Murray.
Surfing with Murray.
I think that you'll have to wait till he's better.
Check out his wicked scar.
Yeah.
What if someone pays it and they go, no, I want to surf with Murray. So he's got
I paid my money. I want to surf with fucking Murray.
I demand to surf with Murray.
Add a new one. Add a 15,000 and you can touch his scar.
How about if I add one where you can remove his sutures with a spoon?
Any utensil you'd like.
Any utensil you like. Even something rusty. The t-shirts are great.
A rusty cow.
We we ordered a couple of the Iron Maiden shirts just to see how they were, and I think that's a fine looking shirt.
It is.
It's a really good looking shirt. It says Rock Solid in the Iron Maiden font.
Right across there.
Yep. So that's it. That's our show for tonight. Steve-O, thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Your third time as a guest co-host.
Check out the magic number.
It is a magic number. When you get to five, you get a jacket.
Oh.
So.
Just whatever's laying around.
Whatever's
laying around. The lost and found.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So you got a play out song for us?
Yeah. This is about, it's named after one of everyone's favorite wizards, Gandalf. This is by the Phoenix Foundation. And,
oh, we donate to them.
Right?
Yeah, we give to them.
They have a degree from there.
They do good work.
Yeah.
Why don't I just let the show end? Keep going. Editing this all out, except for the ASAP Club.
Good.
I forgot to say ASAP Club with $5, too.
Yep, there you go.
I'm so stupid. Thank you, Kyle.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Hob.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve-O.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. Scratch my back. And it's black. Yeah, it's black. And it's black. Yeah, it's black. And it's black. The hole you dug, you see. And it's black. Yeah, it's black. And it's black. Yeah, it's black. And it's black. My heart, I'll wear it well. Would rather have, what would you rather have, a bat or a rat in your house?
Dude, that's
what about
tough.
A rat?
Oh, you beat on that. You get a baseball bat.
Oh, yeah.
So a bat.
I would rather have, oh, man, it's a tough one. Jesus. I would rather have, a rat, because a bat is just so fucking erratic. Like, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
It's swooping at you.
You want the cats to chase after it?
Like, I feel like a bat could get the best of me. It's better than me. It's smarter than me. Like, can you imagine a bat in this open area right now? You know where I would be?
Both mammals. You can't fly.
I would be in the bathroom, and I'd be saying, tell me when you've got it.
I found out today that bats, you might know this because you're in the science world, bats are more closely related to cats than rats.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
So I learned today.
I don't believe that.
That's what I learned today.
Now, in a movie, what would happen is you would open the door so the bat could fly out and two more would come in.
A flock just
come in.
And knock Kevin James down a mountain.
And then in the next scene, he's fine. He has a Band-Aid on his head. He's fine.
And crutches for props.
But then two scenes later, he's completely healed. And it's only an hour later of screen time.
All right. I'm ready for the big game.
Drinking a hot tea.
Loud drinker.
Very late tonight.
You didn't start the thing, so.
I didn't start what thing?
The podcast.